Snape had stopped with his hand on Umbridge's door handle.
"Padfoot!"
cried Professor Umbridge, looking eagerly from Harry to Snape.
"What is Padfoot? Where what is hidden? What does he mean, Snape?"
Snape looked around at Harry. His face was inscrutable. Harry could not tell whether he had understood or not, but he did not dare speak more plainly in front of Umbridge.
"I have no idea," said Snape coldly. "Potter, when I want nonsense shouted at me, I shall give you a babbling beverage. And Crab, loosen your hold a little. If Longbottom suffocates, it will mean a lot of tedious paperwork, and I'm afraid I shall have to mention it on your reference if ever you apply for a job."
He closed the door behind him with a snap, leaving Harry in a state of worse turmoil than before. Snape had been his very last hope. He looked at Umbridge, who seemed to be feeling the same way. Her chest was heaving with rage and frustration.
"Very well," she said, and she pulled out her wand. "Very well. I am left with no alternative. This is more than a matter of school discipline. This is an issue of ministry security. Yes, yes."
She seemed to be talking herself into something. She was shifting her weight nervously from foot to foot, staring at Harry, beating her wand against her empty palm and breathing heavily. Harry felt horribly powerless without his own wand as he watched her.
"You are forcing me, Potter. I do not want to,"
said Umbridge, still moving restlessly on the spot.
"But sometimes circumstances justify the use. I am sure the minister will understand that I had no choice."
Malfoy was watching her with a hungry expression on his face.
"The Cruciatus curse ought to loosen your tongue,"
said Umbridge quietly.
"No,"
shrieked Hermione.
"Professor Umbridge, it's illegal."
But Umbridge took no notice. There was a nasty, eager, excited look on her face that Harry had never seen before. She raised her wand.
"The minister wouldn't want you to break the law, Professor Umbridge,"
cried Hermione.
"What Cornelius doesn't know won't hurt him,"
said Umbridge, who was now panting slightly as she pointed her wand at different parts of Harry's body in turn, apparently trying to decide what would hurt the most.
"He never knew I ordered Dementors after Potter last summer, but he was delighted to be given the chance to expel him all the same."
"It was you?" gasped Harry. "You sent the Dementors after me?"
"Somebody had to act,"
breathed Umbridge, as her wand came to rest, pointing directly at Harry's forehead.
"They were all bleating about silencing you somehow, discrediting you, but I was the one who actually did something about it. Only you wriggled out of that one, didn't you, Potter? Not today, though. Not now."
And taking a deep breath, she cried,
"Crust! No!"
shouted Hermione in a cracked voice from behind Millicent Bulstrode.
"No, Harry! Harry, we'll have to tell her!"
"No way!" yelled Harry, staring at the little of Hermione he could see.
"We'll have to, Harry. She'll force it out of you anyway. What's the point?"
And Hermione began to cry weakly into the back of Millicent Bulstrode's robes. Millicent stopped trying to squash her against the wall immediately and dodged out of her way, looking disgusted.